KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
And it is time for another edition of Happy Trails, our first of 2013. Today, Emily and I are going to be talking with Greg Pratt, Humboldt Transit Authority. We're looking at some new service and also the transit to trails thing they got going on. Good morning to you both. Indeed. So, Humboldt Transit Authority has some new services. You're doing it on Sundays now, which is pretty nice.
Also for Willow Creek, they're now have Saturday service, which has also been successful. A lot of people have been using that bus service on Saturday.
Fantastic.
Cool. And I know that, you know, really, if you've probably seen a public transit bus around, it's likely that it's tied to the Humboldt Transit Authority service. So where all can you ride the bus in Humboldt County?
So currently you can go from Trinidad to Scotia on Redwood Transit, and also Willow Creek has a system from between Arcata and Willow Creek. Southern Humboldt, you can go all the way to Garberville from Eureka. And the nice thing about it is all you need to do is to get information or even a ticket is any bus driver, they sell $10 cards, and that card is good on every one of those systems. So you can pretty much travel anywhere on the bus system with that one card. You don't need a bunch of different passes to be able to go from one city to the next.
And the main reason we're talking about buses on Happy Trails is that it's a great way to get where you're going to a trail, for instance. You have space for bikes on your buses, right?
That's correct. We have bike racks in the front, and sometimes if the bike racks are full and there's room inside, we bring them inside.
That's fantastic. How many people take advantage of that at this point?
Well, for 2012, we've had, just looking at the stats, we had 27,000 people bring their bikes on the bus.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's an enormous amount. If you take a look at the population of Humboldt County and who rides the bus, that's really a very large amount of people taking advantage of that. That's really fantastic.
Yeah, it's been pretty successful, and a lot of people now are utilizing the Southern Humboldt buses, so we're starting to carry a lot of bikes to Garberville.
I also really appreciated that there are a lot of new bus stops that have covered bicycle parking in Eureka, at least. And I really see a lot of those filled up as well. So I think, you know, it becomes obvious that really you can combine your modes of travel and ride your bike to the bus stop or really carry your bike on the bus as well. And it's great to see so many people taking advantage of that. And one thing that I've definitely had people ask, you know, I kind of want to take my bike on the bus, but I've never done it before, and I don't know how to do it. So I've appreciated that an HCA bus has been out at the Humboldt Bike Month events the past 2 years, and the driver there really showed a lot of people how to, you know, pull down the racks, make it happen. It's really pretty easy, but when you haven't done something before and there's people waiting on the bus, it can seem pretty intimidating. So I really appreciate
true.
The
So
the
Greg,
time.
With that said, Greg, you want to explain just real quick to our radio audience, folks who maybe have never done this before, what's involved in bringing a bike on the bus?
Well, when they get to the stop, if they have no idea, the drivers will absolutely help them, but they just let the driver know that they need to bring their bike on or set their bike on the rack. And it's a pull-down handle, and it brings down the bike rack, and then they just pick the bike up on the rack. And there's one securement that goes over the front tire, and that's basically it. And, you know, after the first time, you get it. I mean, it's pretty simple after the first time, but, you know, the drivers are always willing to help.
Okay, and how secure is the bike on there? It's not going to fall off while you're riding the bus.
No, you know what? These are all over the nation, and they're very secure.
Got it.
Yeah.
And another thing that I've often heard from folks is they're like, "Well, I would like to take the bus, but I never have change with me, so I never really know if I have correct change." And what you had mentioned earlier was that you can get a card that really helps you on many services, you know, many lines of transit here in Humboldt. And it's a lot cheaper when you use that card as well. So even, you know, bringing a $10 bill to the bus driver, like right when you come out to the bus stop, like that will get you a ticket that is, your fares are end up being cheaper than using change or cash. And you can save that card, and tomorrow when you ride the bus, you can use it again.
Yeah, absolutely. And the card is always good. It's there's not an expiration on the card.
Well, I was going to ask you that, because I know people have asked you if I get one of these cards, how long does it last? So it lasts forever.
Right. As good as you can take care of it, it'll last.
Gotcha. Very good. I know been talking about, you know, my son who's out for the holidays, lives in New York, and, you know, he uses nothing but public transportation to get around. You know, New York is known very well for its public transportation. There's subways everywhere. And when I visited him back in March, I saw people with their bikes on subways as well. So it's this kind of thing is, you know, we don't have subways, but we do have buses, and it's good to see that we're doing that. And so many people are taking advantage of it.
So there really are so many places around the county that, I mean, we're so lucky there's so many places to go, hiking, to ride your bike. And fortunately, the bus runs through so many of these places. So just trying to, you know, this morning, thinking about a few that are easily accessible. You know, in Eureka, you have Sequoia Park. You know, that's right along the bus line and a great, like, family place to get to go to the zoo and get to walk at Sequoia Park. Out in Manila, both in the Manila Dunes and out at Malel, those are easily accessible from the Manila Community Center, one of the main stops along the RTS line there in Manila. Also, the waterfront and the Elk River Trail in Eureka, also easily accessible. You could make a loop out of it. And if you're, you know, wanting to take your bikes, you know, somewhere, thinking about the Southern Humboldt route and getting off at one of the Avenue of the Giants communities, whether it's Myers Flat or Wiat, and taking your bike for a ride on Avenue of the Giants, gorgeous place to ride. And then hopping back on at one of those communities again. All of the trails up in Trinidad make for a great hike and a great kind of afternoon. So there's so many places that are quickly and easily accessible by transit.
What if folks want to go to, say, the Hammond Trail? How do you get there by bus?
That's pretty easy as well. I know that there are multiple stops in McKinleyville that really that you can get to. Probably the one near Murray Road, I would think. And maybe Greg has another suggestion. But then just walk in west along Murray Road, and boom, you're on the Hammond Trail.
Yeah, that's the best one. Right on Murray Road, using Redwood Transit.
Yeah, so there are so many, especially if you're taking your bike, and it's a quick zip down Murray Road, and boom, you're on the Hammond Trail. So lots of options.
So, Greg, is there I assume you have a website where folks can go to see where your various different routes are and various different stops are?
Yes, we do. It is www.hta.org.
Easy enough.
And before we were on the air, we were talking about a soon-to-be, that the bus will soon be extending to Benbow State Park. Greg, and what is perhaps the timeline for that? And just thinking about another place that is great for, you know, to head out with the family.
Well, right now we're running tests. We're running some tests with the buses and getting some times down. But we're looking at the next 2 months it should be implemented.
Oh, great.
Yes. And also, I should mention that there is free Wi-Fi on the buses, so on your way to these different parks that you can access the Internet on the buses.
Fantastic. Who'd have thunk it? That is pretty dang cool. So, go ahead.
I was just thinking of a fun thing. In last month, that there was an HTA bus in the Eureka Truckers Parade.
Yes.
That was pretty exciting to see, and I was wondering if you guys had participated in that before. I was glad to see the eclectic, you know, multimodal aspect of the Truckers Parade.
No, that was our first year. We had a lot of fun with that.
Yeah, that was great.
So, Emily, I know we talked a little bit about this off-air, but we might as well fill in our listeners. I know the North Coast Railroad Authority was set to meet again this week, and, of course, we've been keeping our eye on progress there. But that meeting has been canceled, is that right?
Yeah, it looks like the January meeting for NCRA was canceled, so we'll have more of an update on what they'll be talking about next come February. And also in February, we're going to be talking with folks from the Sonoma Bicycle Coalition that have been working to try to extend a rail trail that is in Healdsburg. And they have been kind of running up against some similar issues of really cost savings and phasing return of rail service and wanting to, you know, extend a trail for the benefit of the community as well. And so we'll be talking with them about their strategies and working with NCRA similarly to what we've been talking about with the Bay Trail.
Looking forward to that. Also, we're looking down the road at taking another look at what's going on with Annie and Mary, right?
Yeah, hopefully. The county and HCOG have been really diligently working on all the research for that. You know, it's a big issue in the community. We really want to see that happen, but there's a lot of slogging through documents to understand just what really can happen. And so pretty soon, probably in the, you know, this winter or spring, we'll have a really, really solid update from the county and HCOG on Annie and Mary.
Well, looking forward to that, because I know that's something that a lot of folks have really been anxious to see come to fruition since it got proposed, and it looks like most stuff was green-lighted. It's just getting it all getting the I's dotted and the T's crossed and the funding, I guess, at this point.
Yeah, and there have been some key folks that have been keeping that going for it seems like over a decade, so that'll be great to have an update there. Also, there was a great a short article in the Time Standard this weekend about the Elk River Trail, and there are a lot more of the amenities and interpretive signage that have been installed down at the Eureka Elk River Trail. So check that out, especially at the foot of Truesdale. It was great to be down there this weekend and see so many people on the trail and cars in the parking lot and kids on bikes and skateboards and inline skates. There was about every single kind of rolling and walking I could imagine seeing down there.
And one thing I just wanted to bring up again, I've been noticing a lot of people biking without helmets, and with the school getting ready to get back underway at HSU and CR, it's I just want to remind folks, because a lot of students do bike, wear the helmet. I mean, you have to either strap it to your bike or carry it with you. But I'm telling you, it makes such a difference if you ever go down. And let's face it, it happens. You know, whether you slip out or whatever, it's a helmet will save your life.
Yeah, there have been at least two car bicycle collisions in the past three weeks, I think. One on Henderson, near Henderson and Central, I believe, and I was a teenager, and he was wearing a helmet and was a lot better off for that, and just had minor injuries, fortunately. And another one near the off on ramp from Tompkins Hill Road and CR. And so, it's also the season, like it gets later or gets darker earlier, mm-hmm. and so just everyone really be safe out there.
Absolutely. Yeah. And please, if you're going to bike, wear your helmet. It makes a huge difference. I mean, even in an accident like mine, I was, hit along the freeway. And although I broke a lot of bones, one of the ones that wasn't broken was my skull because I was wearing a helmet. So, it'll save a life. All righty. Well, I think we're rapidly running out of time. Is there anything else that we wanted to touch on, Emily, before we wrap it?
No, I just really want to thank Greg Pratt from Humboldt Transit Authority, and thanks for being on, and I hope to see more folks utilizing the, you know, the bus to get to some cool places to hike and bike and just to get around the community as well.
Indeed. And, you know, get the bus over to the Hammond Trail. If you've not done the Hammond Trail yet, it's just a blast. You know, every I head on that every chance I get because I really, really enjoy it. Greg, thank you again for coming on. Do appreciate it.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
And it's exciting to know that it's so such a well-used service. Anyway, this conversation you will find podcast at iTunes and at khum.com. Just look for Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you.